Welcome to Cultivate Connection, a weekly Bible-based meditation podcast, giving you the skills to carve out space, experience peace, and grow your relationship with God. If this is your first time finding this podcast, I want to welcome you, and I hope you can take the next 30 minutes to enjoy meditating on God's Word. We're so grateful for each person who comes and encounters God through these podcasts. We are actually running a survey right now, so if Cultivate Connection has blessed you, would you be willing to take less than 5 minutes to complete a short survey? This will help us custom tailor some offerings in the future. We just want to make things better here at Cultivate Connection. So if you'd be willing, you can go to cultivateconnection.ca/survey. That's cultivateconnection.ca/survey. And there, there's a few short questions you can answer that will really help us to move forward in developing out where Cultivate Connection is going to go. Thank you in advance for taking the time. We can't wait to hear what you have to say. And if you'd like to subscribe to this podcast, you can also find that on cultivateconnection.ca, as well as follow us on Facebook and Instagram. So we are in week 11 of a 14-week series where we've been meditating on words that God has given you as a declaration for 2019. It's been an amazing series. I've enjoyed it so much. And this week, our word that we're going to be focusing on is the word wholehearted. So wherever you are, I encourage you just to settle in wherever you need to be. Maybe that's seated today. Maybe you need some stillness. Maybe this is a walking meditation for you. Wherever you can be to connect with the Lord. And as you settle in, just go ahead and turn your focus and your attention towards your breath. Beginning to notice the inhale. Beginning to notice the exhale. And maybe allowing that breath to simply begin to slow. Continuing here, just finding that nice deep inhale. Noticing perhaps a pause at the top of that breath. And finding release on the exhale, emptying out all the breath. And beginning to find just a slow rhythm of breath for you today. Allowing yourself to focus on the sensation of the inhale and exhale. Not needing to be busy with anything else, but simply engaging with the breath. This will bring us into the present moment. And as we slow our breath, it signals to our body just to calm, to come into a more peaceful state. So continuing simply to feel the flow of that breath from the inhale to the exhale. Allowing it to be what you need it to be today. And as you continue to simply breathe, I'm going to open us in prayer. God, thank you. Thank you today for the breath in our lungs. Thank you that we can engage with our breath. Thank you, Lord, that even you built in that a slowed breath, a calming breath, actually signals to the body to release, to let go, and to calm. Thank you for all of the systems that you've given us, Lord, in our body. Thank you for the word of truth that you've given us, Lord. Your scripture. And thank you for the Holy Spirit you've given us to be able to read your word with you, that your light would shine on it today and ignite in our hearts what you have to impart to us. God, I pray for each person listening, wherever they are in the world right now, whatever time of day it is, God, that's not beyond you, that you are the all-powerful God. And that whenever they choose to listen to this particular podcast, you can meet with them. And that's what I'm asking, God. That you would flow through these words, that you would meet with each person, that you would ignite scripture that we may understand it and understand you more fully. That ultimately, that this time of meditation, this carved out space with you, would cause us to draw near to you, to go deeper in our relationship with you, to grow. God, the chains that you are ready to break today, I pray that they will be broken. The lies that need to be dissolved off today, Lord, let them be dissolved. And in place of those things, Lord, will you bring your truth? Will you fill us with your light? And will you let us overflow with your love today, God? We give you this space. We thank you you're here with us. And we ask that you have your way. Maybe you come back to the breath. Feel that sensation of expanding on the inhale, releasing on the exhale. And in the same way, remembering the Spirit of God desires to expand within us. And he desires that we would find release in certain areas. We can simply flow with him just like the rhythm of our breath. And so taking a moment today just to check in, how are you coming into this space? How would you describe how you are today? Check in with your heart. Notice any level of emotion. Checking in with your thoughts. Noticing what you've been focusing on maybe in the last 24 hours. And simply noticing and observing. This isn't about right or wrong, yes or no. Just allowing yourself to come as authentically as you can. And what does it look like today for you to fix your gaze on the Lord? What do you see or experience or notice in this idea of turning your attention towards the Lord? And is there anything that you feel that you may need to lay down before we continue into this space? Maybe you ask Holy Spirit, is there something I just need to release from my thoughts? Or is there something I need to release from my heart or emotionally? Maybe you just need to observe it and offer it to the Lord. Is there something in your body? Is there a movement you need to make, an adjustment? Or maybe you're fine just right where you are. And you can ask the Lord, is there anything I need to release to you today before we move on? So as I said, today's word is wholehearted. And as we begin to focus on this word, I just want you to sit with it for a moment and notice anything that you notice. Maybe even whisper this word to yourself. Maybe you just say it out loud. Wholehearted. What do you think of? What thoughts come to mind as you focus on this word? Do you notice any sensation in the body or emotion that rises? Does this word cause you to want to lean into it? Move towards it? Or perhaps there's a drawing away. What do you notice? So as we've been doing these last few weeks, we're going to take a few scriptures and sit with those scriptures and see how the Lord wants to speak to us about this word, wholehearted. The first scripture that we're going to be looking at is from Jeremiah 32:41. And it's God talking to his people. So as I read it the first time, just allow yourself to listen and notice anything that stands out to you. I will take delight in doing good to them. I will faithfully and wholeheartedly plant them firmly in the land. As I read it a second time, imagine this being personalized to you. I will take delight in doing good to them. I will faithfully and wholeheartedly plant them firmly in the land. Thank you. And as we come back to this same scripture one more time, is there anything that God is awakening your heart to? I will take delight in doing good to them. I will faithfully and wholeheartedly plant them in the land. Do you believe God takes delight in you? What do you think it looks like for God to be wholehearted towards you? The second scripture that we're going to be looking at is from 1 Chronicles. It's from chapter 22, verse 19. And this is as Solomon is building the temple. David had prepared everything he needed, and he's speaking. Now seek the Lord your God wholeheartedly and with your entire being. Get up and build the sanctuary of the Lord God. Then you can bring the Ark of the Lord's covenant and the holy items dedicated to God's service into the temple that is built to honor the Lord. Is there something God is inviting you into through these words? Now seek the Lord your God wholeheartedly, with your entire being. Get up and build the sanctuary of the Lord God. Then you can bring the Ark of the Lord's covenant and the holy items dedicated to God's service into the temple that is built to honor the Lord. Is there some sort of action item that God is prompting you to take away from these words at some point in the next few days to actually move into action on? Now seek the Lord your God wholeheartedly and with your entire being. Get up and build the sanctuary of the Lord God. Then you can bring the Ark of the Lord's covenant and the holy items dedicated to God's service into the temple that is built to honor the Lord. What does it look like for you in this season of life to seek the Lord your God wholeheartedly and with your entire being? If you're not sure, maybe ask the Holy Spirit to show you. We're all in different seasons in life. How can you come wholeheartedly? How can you bring your entire being? We know that they built the temple and the glory of the Lord filled it. And in the New Testament, we become the temple that the Holy Spirit fills with his glory. What does it look like today to get up and build the sanctuary? This living, moving temple to honor God. What does it look like to be a carrier of his presence, the Ark of his covenant, the presence of the Lord living and dwelling in you? What is your response to this idea of moving in wholeheartedness? Where is it that God is inviting you in your life today to be wholehearted? We're going to look at one more scripture from Colossians 3:23. This is from the International Standard Version. Whatever you do, work at it wholeheartedly, as though you were doing it for the Lord and not merely for people. Where is God inviting you to show up wholeheartedly? Whatever you do, work at it wholeheartedly, as though you were doing it for the Lord and not merely for people. other versions of this scripture say with all your heart and soul? Is there an area where you're not showing up? You're halfway in. You're partway forward. And God is calling you to be all in. He's calling you to trust you with your whole heart, with your whole being. Whatever you do, work at it wholeheartedly, as though you were doing it for the Lord and not merely for people. I want to bless you this week. I want to bless that part of your life that God is highlighting for you today, where he's asking you to draw nearer, come closer, be all in, and show up wholeheartedly. I want to bless you to be empowered by his Spirit, to take the risks he's calling you to take, knowing that he's fully there with you, that you are surrounded by his love, by his abundance. May you know what it is to be wholehearted in love with him. May you know what it is to step wholeheartedly into whatever season of life you're in. Maybe that's a job. Maybe that's raising children. Maybe that's being a spouse. Whatever it is, whatever new adventure he's calling you into, will you respond wholeheartedly? I pray for a yes and amen to come upon you. I pray for grace to not show up halfway, but to honor God with all of your heart, with all of your mind, with all of your soul, with all of your body, with every part of your being, that you'd be passionately awakened to worship him wholeheartedly. To know that the work that you do for your kids, for your spouse, for your job, for another, is worship unto the Lord God himself. I bless you to be awakened to the beauty of being wholehearted. And may you be surrounded by his love and engaged with his truth this week as you pursue him in every area of your life. Amen.